our prayer, our reflection, we are going to take chapter 15 of St. John's Gospel, the vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and I and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and I remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. But anyway, he's here. Now, as we don't have the physical incense, you know that in Scripture, our prayer is like the incense, and that is burning in our hearts out of love and goes up to the Lord for his praise and for his glory. After reading this passage of the Gospel, that is very like deep, I think, and profound, we can reflect on our lives. First thing we can think is how Jesus is using, referring to Christian life and to the mystery of the church, some reality that is referred to a mystery of life, no? The vine and the branches. The church and our relationship with Christ is not like something just legal. It's a true mystery of life, it's a true mystery of communion with him. Communion with him. Also, like St. Paul is using the example of the body, the members of his mystical body. All of them are united by the same life. And even St. Peter, when he's talking about the church and he's using the symbol of a stone, is speaking about living stones. And our relationship with God and the mystery of the church is a mystery of life. It's divine life. God is sharing with us his divine life. And all our Christian life has to do with this union with him. The Lord has been repeating during this chapter, remain in me, remain in me. Through baptism, in our baptism, is like we are like introduced in Christ. I don't know how you say that in English, but in Spanish, it's like, what's the name in Spanish? It's not coming now. But you have a fruit tree and you are introducing like some branches. How is it in Spanish? Injertar, thank you. Gracias. I'm forgetting my own language. Not only your language, but even my language. Then that branch begins to have the same life and to produce the same fruits. This is what happened in our baptism. You know, we are in Christ. We live in Him. We have been introduced in Christ, Jesus Christ. Then divine life, you can say in some way, divine blood is in us. And that's a great dignity, such a mystery. The richness we have received in our baptism. As I said before, it's not just a legal thing, that I give my name to a parish and then my name is written on a book there and that's it. No, it's a lot more. Divine life is in me. I will be in you and you will be in me. And this mystery that began with our baptism continues and grows through the Eucharist. If you eat my body and if you drink my blood, I will be in you. You will live in me. It's a mystery of communion. And it's impressive how God Himself, you know, this infinite, all-powerful God is coming to us. We are such a small thing. We are like nothing in ourselves. But we have this dignity because the Lord wanted to give us, you know, this gift of divine life. We are really His children. Adopted children in Christ. Something the Lord said is important. He said, if we are not giving fruit, we are called. This life has to produce fruits in our lives. What kind of fruits? Fruits of sanctity, fruits of charity. If a tree is alive, it has to produce fruits. I like that very much about the church, that it's always, during the whole history, has been producing fruits of sanctity, saints. The church has been giving saints, even in the difficult moments. Sometimes, precisely in that particular moment, where things were like more, you know, confused or difficult, or the church was persecuted, the church was producing like saints, and is still now, today, producing saints, because it's alive. And the church, I mean the Holy Spirit is guiding the church. Then if Jesus Christ, if God lives in us, He has to produce fruits. Fruits of sanctity. Fruits of charity. Fruits of love. Fruits of chastity. Fruits of poverty. No, detachment from this world. We are not angels. We live in this world. We need things, but we cannot give our hearts to the things of this world. We need to be free. And if God is living in us, we will produce that fruit. I mean, He will produce that in us. This is very important. And Jesus said, if you are producing fruits, my Father will prune you. That is also the mystery of the cross. The mystery of the cross. The mystery of suffering. That has always this like positive sense. God is not sharing His cross with us just to make us suffer. He's sharing His cross with us so that we can produce more fruits. Like in a tree, you have like bad branches, dry branches, or even if you are still fresh, He will help you to give, to bear more fruit through that mystery of the cross, the mystery of suffering. He is like associating us with Him. The Lord said, take my cross. My cross. Jesus Christ shares His cross with us so that we can share also in the fruits that His cross is producing. The Lord speaks also about the judgment you heard in His word, the words of eternal life, the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And this is the truth. Jesus Christ is not a liar. And He's talking about this judgment. They will separate the branches that are dry, that are dead, that are good for nothing. They will gather them to throw them into the fire. We are free and we are responsible before the Lord. We have been listening, I think, last Sunday, you know, the parable of the talents and how the owner is coming and asking, what have you done, you know, with everything I have given to you? We have to respond before the Lord at the end of our lives. And then something very amazing. He said that in order to keep this life, to remain in him means, like in Latin, it's permanecer. Manere in Latin, even like to remain, for instance, is coming from manere. And also permanecer in Spanish. Also, recordar means to bring back to my heart. Cor cordis in Latin means heart. Recordare means to have in my heart that presence of the Lord. To have his life, his presence. When there is love, there is always that loving memory. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, she was talking to her sister, and she said, I think that I have never been 3 minutes without thinking in the Lord. And then her sister said, is that possible? And she said, you think in whom you love very easily. You don't need to do great effort. Then remain in me. No? Remain in my love. Remain in my love. And Jesus said, as the Father loves me, the same way I love you. That's something. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Can you imagine the love that the God the Father has for Jesus Christ? What kind of love is that? It's an infinite love, no? In the baptism of Jesus, the Father, the voice of the Father, this is my Son, my beloved. That love that Jesus is receiving from the Father is the same love that he has for each one of us. What a mystery. What a mystery. That I can be loved in such a way by the Lord. And this love is my treasure. This is what I have to keep in my soul. The life of God, divine life, the life of grace. When we see like the history of the church, many martyrs, they were ready to give their lives to preserve this sanctity, this divine life in their souls. Saint Maria Goretti and many others, they were ready. No, I prefer to die than to sin. And sometimes how easily we forget about this. How easily we think that sin is like nothing. It's not important. Well, I will go to confession. And of course we can go to confession. But much more our love for God is growing, much more we will fear that sin. It's a fear of love. I don't want to offend this God. I don't want to lose the treasure of divine life in my soul. And God is our joy. Jesus said that, I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Sometimes we find our joy in very like poor things, you know, very like human things. There are many good things. Everything that is good is like participating in the goodness of God. And of course, everything that is good has a reference to God. But our true joy, our big joy, should be to be with the Lord. To know that we are loved by Him. To know that everything in this life is guiding us to eternal life, to that plenitude of communion that we cannot reach here. In this life, we are always like longing for something else. We are never satisfied. Nothing in this life can satisfy us fully. We were created by the Lord and for the Lord, and only Him, and only that divine life, and especially there in heaven, like face to face, that's the only reality that will satisfy our hearts fully and completely. That has to be our joy. My joy is to be with you, Lord. My joy is to make you known. My joy is to love you. Our love for the Lord has to be seen in our lives through obedience. In chapter 14, Jesus said, "The world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The world has to know that I love the Father because I do His will. I do His will. Then if we love God, if we love the Father, we will keep His commandments. We will obey Him. We will be worried, searching about His will in our lives. What do you want me to do? Because the will of God is guiding us through that communion with Him. Through His will, God is guiding us to Him. Everything that is happening, that we understand as good, or sometimes not good, because we suffer, everything is coming from His love. God is allowing that to help us to grow in our closeness to Him, in our communion with Him. Okay, now Jesus Christ is here. He is the true God, light from light, is the word of the Father, and He, in His humility, wanted to stay here, to be close to us, so that He can fill our hearts with His life. We can think in this time of adoration and prayer, what am I doing to increase that divine life in me? What am I doing in order that to preserve that divine life in me? Do I remain in Him? Is God my rest? I am resting in Him, or I am trying to find like my security and my rest somewhere else? And during this time of adoration and silence, we can think about all of this. And we can ask our Blessed Mother to help us to open our hearts really, so that this divine life can fill our hearts completely.